Rich, I know that you and Sarah and family were on holiday in a place called Tiverton, I think, a couple of weeks ago or a week ago, and you had quite an incredible encounter on the streets. Why don't you tell us how it worked out and what
happened? Yeah, sure. Basically, I woke up one morning and I saw a picture of a signpost with the words Barnstaple on. And I kind of clocked that I'd recognised that name before because it's on the signposts around where we were, but hadn't thought actually that's, you know, nearby or anything like that. So basically I just put it into my iPhone and looked on the map and it said it was like 30 minutes away from where we were. And then duly forgot about it. And later on that day, I had a picture of a German flag as well. Just totally out of the blue, unrelated to anything. And I thought, oh gosh, is God calling me to Germany?
What do I do
with that? And so, so basically, again, duly forgot about it. And then the next day, God reminded me of both of those things again. And so we were due to go to Exeter just for the day for like a trip out. And Sarah's quite excited about it, doing a bit of shopping and so forth. And so I thought, well, I'm going to have to tell her that I feel like God said that we need to go to Barnstaple just to go and check it out. Maybe God's just giving us like a heads up about having a fun day out, you know, that we wouldn't have at Exeter otherwise. And basically she was like, oh, I'm not too sure I'd really like to go to Exeter and stuff. And so, but she said, well, if you feel God said, then, you know, we should go. So I was a little bit worried, a little bit apprehensive. If God's going to actually do anything there, I'm not really sure. I've just got a German flag. And so I was talking to Sarah about it, and she said, do you think they're treasure hunt clues by any chance? You know, so, you know, because you normally get certain things like that under a series of different categories. And I thought, well, possibly. So I started to pray a little bit more, and I felt like I had a pain in my right knee, so I clocked that. And we just went to Barnstaple for the day. And basically, we got there, had a coffee and a bit of a sit down, and then we just went for a walk around town, see if we could see a German flag, essentially, because that was what we were looking for. And then we kind of like markets and stuff like that, and so we just looked to our right, and there was actually a market there. And it was a big open market, and above all of the stalls, there were national flags. And so I thought, ah. And so I looked at Sarah and went, ah. And she went, ugh. Started to freak out a little bit. Gosh, you know, this is real. We're going to have to do something now. And so basically just walked down there and hovered around the stall area and just had this sense of, you know, who I was just asking God, basically, who should I, you know, go and talk to? And I felt him say there's a lady with a red jacket that you need to go and speak to. And so I just waited around for somebody to kind of turn up with a red jacket. And then lo and behold, the actual attendant had a red jacket on. And so I thought, ah, okay. So I just went up to her and just introduced myself, kind of really nervously, because it just, you know, we weren't on an official treasure hunt or anything like that. It was just a random day out, a holiday. I just introduced myself as a Christian. I said I was on holiday with my family. This is going to sound really mad to you, but I basically woke up this morning. I felt God said to go to Barnstaple to meet somebody in your description under the German flag. And she was really taken aback by it. And so I said about the right knee, and she said it wasn't like a pain that she was feeling right then, but it was a reoccurring injury, and she was really worried that it was going to cause problems of arthritis and so forth later. So I got to pray for her, and then she said, do you think you could pray for more general things? And so I just pursued it a little bit and pushed it a little bit and said, is there anything more specific, not so general? And she didn't want to open up too much, but then as we talked a little bit more, she started to tell Sarah about the fact that her husband died recently. As a consequence, she was finding it really hard to believe in God and stuff to do with that. At which point, I just totally wasn't in line with the conversation because I thought we'd finished and said, oh, is there any boat trips nearby? I need to make it a fun day out for Sam because we promised him a boat trip. But Sarah did a really good job of connecting together and stuff. But yeah, so we just left there, but we could tell that she was really touched by it all and stuff, but just thought, wow, it's a really good, great encounter and stuff, but totally out of the blue.
Isn't that incredible? I love it.